We'll begin with the first stanza of hymn 246. Peter 1:13-16. Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy." Years ago, one of the members of my congregation, a girl, came back from ILC and told me that other ILC girls were making fun of her. They were calling her a holy, holy, and they didn't mean it as a compliment. She had been trying to do what is good and right. Moreover, she was rebuking her fellow students when they were doing things that were wrong. And for this, they mocked her. They mocked her by using a word that is found in our text, holy. In describing what it means to be holy, one of the things that God says is this: rebuke your neighbor frankly, so you shall not share in his guilt. And isn't that just what this girl was doing? And yet she was mocked for it, mocked by her fellow Christians. Actually, when they called her a holy, holy, they were applying a correct characterization of what she was doing. She was being holy. She was doing the holy thing. But of course, this is not what they meant to imply. Last time I talked about the word holy and what it meant, and we heard about holy books, a holy building, the temple, holy oil, holy clothing, and so forth. And in our text, God calls himself holy. I pointed out that holiness is being set apart. Set apart from something and set apart to something. How does that apply to God? Well, God is set apart from everything. He is one of a kind. He is unique. There's no one and nothing like him. He is holy. Now, it's impossible using the terms of human language that contains verbal tenses, impossible to talk about infinity, eternity, but put up with me anyway. God existed before there was anything else. He didn't need anything to help him exist. And if he would now destroy everything, every last thing in the entire universe, so that there is nothing left, he would continue to exist. So you see how he is set apart from all things in heaven and on earth. He needs nothing. And as for us, we desperately need him. More to the point, as far as our text is concerned, God is separated from all that is evil. Evil is totally contrary to his nature, because he is good. Evil is the offspring of hatred, and God is love. Evil is unrighteousness, and God is righteous. Evil is darkness, and God is light. In our text, this holy God comes to us, whom he has made his children, and he says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And last time we learned that we are indeed holy. We've been made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood has separated our sins from us. The Holy Spirit has separated us from unbelief and from the unbelieving world. We are holy, set apart. And now God says, "Be holy." We have not only been separated from those things, we have also been set apart to something, set apart to the family of God, set apart to righteousness. God wants holiness to be part of our daily living, a characteristic of ours which people should be able to see. He wants us to keep ourselves separate from sin. He wants us to separate ourselves in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, in everything. You are holy. Be what you are. So are there any holy people in this room? Well, if holiness means separation from sin, death, hell, then we are all holy. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us, separated. Jesus, this holy Son of God, became unholy because he took our sins upon himself. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So without our lifting a finger or speaking a word, we've been made holy. And that's how our eternal God sees us. It's nothing short of astounding. What amazing love we should see here. So be what you are. Be holy, because your God is holy. Your God. Now, I'm not saying that you should try to make yourself holy. You're already that. It's done. But you should be what you are. Your life should reflect your God. It should reflect what God has made you. So set yourself apart from unholy thoughts and words and deeds. And if it ends up that somebody calls you a holy, holy in a derogatory way, accept it. Count it as a sign that your life is a reflection of the holiness of your Heavenly Father. Our holiness doesn't stop there either, because we're going to sin. Every day we do it. What holy people do then to keep themselves holy is that they turn to the holy God for forgiveness every day. And when you seek forgiveness, once again, your sins are removed. You are repeatedly getting shed of those sins, being separated from those sins. It is Christ who is keeping you holy, separating you from your sins. So, holy people, be holy. Avoid that which is unholy. Be holy. Repent of your sins, of deeds of unholiness. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We pray. O Lord, how then will it be known that your people have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Amen. You sing hymn 655.